Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Heck, Tolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Square Tugs, Straight to Hell. Happy Easter.
I don't handle too well, so for the first class ticket, straight, straight to hell. I'm going straight,
straight to straight.
I'm going straight. Walk off on the floor again. I need to see my special friend. I saw his bag and reached inside. And at that time I lost my mind. I got a self-destructive nature I don't handle too well, so I bought a first class ticket. Straight, straight to hell. I'm going straight.
Here's Paul.
You're listening to Chop Tops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Square Tugs. Punk rock from Brisbane, Tony. Ooh. Not the only time we're going to Australia on this week's show. Quite exciting. And I do have to say that if Jesus had been an Oddie, he'd have been a tradie. Wouldn't he? If he'd been an Aussie. Not an Oddie. An Aussie. The thing is, I've got Bill Oddie in my head, but I can't tell you why, but it'll be for a future show. Okay. Anyway, if Jesus had been an Aussie, he would have been a tradie. Square Tugs have come via Damn It. It's from their latest set of songs out for us there, I think. I'm very relaxed on Easter Sunday, aren't I? Well, it's Easter Sunday,
yeah,
Tony.
Exactly, it is.
Yeah, I'm having chocolate later. You haven't had any, have you?
No. None.
What is Square Tugs' Bandcamp page?
SquareTugs.bandcamp.com.
Simple as that. I had to find that out because, you know, what Damn It do now is they send, I've told you before, they send a one sheet, a press page for each band. But they ask the bands to write about themselves. I don't think they ever ask them, give them links. So we get this press thing through, and then I have to go searching around the net to find out where they are. SquareTugs.bandcamp.com. SQUARE Tugs, TUGS, .bandcamp.com. Tony, 1 point of instant nil, I think.
Yes.
That's right, yes. Isn't it? Well done, mate. Really. don't get lost on the first one. At least give us a chance. I've got some additional material for you. It's come from Jeff. Let's hear his thing. I'll never tire of that.
No.
It's almost as good as Facebook. He was just so proud. And there is one person I know who will be coming up later on who loves this bit. If you have a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. Jeff sends a joke. He says, just saw a still life exhibition at the museum. Can't say I found it particularly moving. Jeff, P.S. I once got a hand job from a girl with obsessive compulsive disorder. It was the greatest 3 minutes of my life, followed by the worst seven. Thank you, Jeff. If you think you can do better than that, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Let's hear it again. So proud of that.
Thanks.
Two songs in a row now. And guess what? Manchester Punk Festival, to coincide with the fact that it's actually going on right now, had brought out Manchester Punk Festival 35, Tony.
Ooh.
And I've picked four songs from it for this week. We're going to do two in the first half, two in the second half. So there's a little bit of symmetry this week because we're starting and ending with Damn It. And we got Manchester Punk Festival in there as well. And then we got some kind of Easter nonsense. It all comes together. Stay tuned for Martyrials, right? Which they actually, when you go to their... I'll tell you about it after you, Vernon. They do tell you how to pronounce their name, which is quite nice for those who are confused. It's like Materials if you're a martyr. It's Materials. But before that, something a bit more simplistic, Tony. Goo. Right. Goo are Keith Lee, fuzzy indie punks. I tell you what, there's some good music coming out of Keith Lee. We're loving it, aren't we? Right, what is, and both bands have been playing or have played or about to play Manchester Punk Festival this weekend. What is Goo's Bandcamp page?
Goobands.bandcamp.com?
You'd like that, wouldn't you, Tony?
I'd like that, so that, yeah.
2-0, but unfortunately, it's Who Are Goo? With WHOAREGOO. Who Are Goo.bandcamp.com. Making it probably be Internet One, Tony One. Stay tuned for Martyrials. This is Calling Sick.
Twat.
In 10 years he'll be indoctrinated anyway. The tentacles
to the sea. How will they make it money? Money all for free. Darkness amplified. Love personified. Pixelated.
To Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Martyrials and Clandestine. They are Bristolian electro punk and roll, and aren't they just? What a great track. They've been playing at Manchester Punk Festival this weekend. You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now, as I said. Planet Smashers were also at Manchester Punk Festival this weekend, Tony.
Oh, nice.
I know. We saw them at Junction 7, do you remember?
Oh, we did, yes, I do.
And they were great, and they thought that we were quite big stars, didn't they? And they kept mentioning us, and the rest of the people in the crowd were going, we don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And then after it, the lead singer, cracking bloke lead singer, really nice guy, Matt, it's Matt. He then said, oh, I've got some stuff for you. I went, oh, brilliant. And he gave me every single Planet Smashers CD, and there were about 14 of them. I went, right, I'll be carrying this around then. But superb. Every single album's great. There weren't quite as many as that, but there were lots. Absolutely brilliant. What is Martyrials' website?
Martyrials.com?
It is. M-A-R-T-Y-R, Martyr. R-I-A-L-S, as in, no, Martyr Isles. M-A-R, I'm going to have trouble with this now. I'm just going to spell it out. M-A-R-T-Y-R-I-A-L-S, martyrials.com. Make it Tony 2, probably be an internet one. I imagine you can have even more fun now, can't you? But if you got some Facebook comments.
I do.
In that case, it's time for...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
What you got?
Thanks for Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please go to the page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Leave us a comment, like the page. Easy way to do so, as we say, is to reply to last week's show's post. Easy way to do it. Everything else is very difficult on Facebook, but they will still let you reply to a post. So that's not all bad. So we've had a few this week.
Oh, brilliant.
So I'm going to summarise the usual thanks. So we've had, so Damn It Records, Lone Creep and Cater Street Gunsby all said thank you for playing us last week. So thank you very
our
much,
pleasure.
Guys.
Our pleasure.
Jen Glenn, got in touch.
Love them. We love them, don't we?
Big fans. They say, happy Easter. The voice of Jeff cracks me up every time.
It really does.
Please enjoy a pint on us. Always listening. Jen Glenn.
And that's a very generous pint they've given us there as
very,
well.
Very generous pint.
Absolutely lovely of them. Which I suppose reminds us that if you want to buy us a pint, you can do. Still. And how do you do that, Dave?
You go to punkyradio.com and there's a buy us a pint donate link on there, on the right.
Yeah.
I think there is a PayPal. I'm guessing, I think it's paypal.me/punkyradio.
Yeah, but just go by that link. The easiest thing to do, go on there. And thank you, Jen Glenn, for doing that as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely love the old
but
Bobby.
I don't know who's posting, because I don't know which one of the two
it goes to
are
you.
Cracked up by Voice of Jeff.
Oh, well, oh, sorry. Right, I see what you mean, yeah. Because there are two Punky Radios, and one of them has got the things where we get a monthly hoo-ha from a few people. And thank you to you guys. You don't have to do it, but it's much appreciated. We do really, really appreciate it. And right now, with you in financial dire straits, it's time to get some, buy Tony some pints.
Yes.
It's time to buy Tony some pints. We had a lockdown situation where I needed some. Right now, you're in your own personal lockdown.
Yeah.
You need to buy Tony some pints.
Can't even buy a 24X.
I mean, how the mighty, but I mean, it does feel a bit like making a donation to a Tory MP, to be honest.
I'm not giving the 10 million back. I need it.
You're keeping it.
I'm keeping it. It's you're mine. Keeping. I don't care. Call people what you want.
But yes, but right now, Tony could do with a favour. So if you have got, not that many people have got a spare few quid lying around, but if you have, buy Tony a pint. That's what we're doing. We're buying Tony a pint. Yeah.
Anke got in touch.
Heg Tolo, Anke. I love you. I love Anke.
She says, Heg Tolo. I am very nearly caught current in my punky listening. Just want to say how brilliant the music has been lately.
It really has.
Neon Kittens, John Mignon, Bad Absalom, Clit Drop, amongst the top fives.
It's Clit Drip. We've been through this, it's Clit Drip. Yeah, I know. I kind of hoped it would be Clit Drop. Like, oh no, it's falling off.
So, I've had that same thought. The Neon Kittens remind me of the Flying Lizards, at least in the song from February 20th of February.
Yeah.
I used to love the Flying Lizards, including the covers of songs like Sex Machine. Cheers and thanks again for uniting fans and bands across
the land. Get on up. Get up. Get on up. Like a sex machine. Get on up.
Ah, that one. I do know
what you mean. We played it, didn't we? I think we played it, didn't we, Mark?
I think so, yeah. I reckon we probably did.
Yeah. Absolutely superb. Anke, you wonderful woman.
Yeah. And she's right. I think music, I think last year was pretty good as well. I think we really stepped up.
I think everything has gone up a level since I retired from stand-up comedy.
Oh, there you go.
I've had more time for everything since I stopped that rubbish.
So, yeah, thank you very much, Anke. And that is it for Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook.
I'll never tire of that.
Noob.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Well, as it is Easter, I thought it was only right that we should get a patron saint in here. Right? So the next band are Patron Saint, Tony. Paytron Saint.
Okay.
They are Soulful Grunge from the Amber Valley. We've played them before, you might remember. We said we weren't expecting a band from the Amber Valley to come in with this brilliance, but they have done again. What is Patron Saint's Bandcamp page, Tony?
PatronSaint.bandcamp.com.
It is PAYTRON Saint SAINT .bandcamp.com. Make it Tony 3, Paulie B, and instead 1. This is Carmilla Roll. you're listening to GG All Stars underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Was Patron Saint on a track called Carmilla Roll. Find out more about them, patronsaint.bandcamp.com, patronsaint.bandcamp.com. And hey, Tolo to them, because they are, the last time we played them, they got in touch, say thanks. It was really, really nice of them. Did you do anything last week?
I think it was a quiet one. So apart from the work, I went to band practice, which was yesterday. It was good. Getting there, we had some more photos done, because obviously we've changed bassist again. So yeah. The bassist before was still in the band. His name's Jamie, but we still call him Four. That's going on. We've got some gigs booked. So hopefully, fingers crossed, soon they'll be announcing it and getting more gigs in and get some kind of tour going on or something. But it feels very positive at the minute, just waiting. And we've got obviously get better. We had second practice. It was okay. It needs to be better, but it's only a second practice with the bassist. Right. And it's just the ever-evolving lineup. it is the Groundhog Day effect. And I was like, oh, right, okay, yeah. Again. But all good. All good, really. How was your week?
On Good Friday, because it's Easter weekend, you know, Ace King Queen Jack, I saw my mate Dave Taylor, who I knew him in the late 90s as DJ Dave, when he was the DJ at the Cosmic and did the sound at the Cosmic Comedy Club, which I used to go to quite a lot and do as a comic while watching. In fact, I really wasn't watching. I used to go out, do the gig and fuck off normally. But I did like Dave, and we stayed in touch, and he moved down to Swanage, and I went down to see him down there, and I didn't realise what a brilliant rock and roll history that bloke had. But he's 4 years older than me, but from when he was 15 years old, he was basically on the band scene of indie and punk and garage and psychobilly. And I actually found out his favourite ever gig was a King Kurt gig.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
Nice.
It got just a fantastic history. And Anna, his missus, is absolutely lovely as well. And I basically took... They were up in Nottingham to see the Hives at Rock City on Friday night. But they got there at lunchtime. So in the afternoon, I took them on a tour of the city. I gave them the full Nutty Nottingham experience. And
excellent.
We had a great time. Really, really good. In terms of things I've watched this week, I watched a movie called The Marine, which features that bloke who is Peacemaker and has been a few, you know that bloke.
John Cena.
John Cena, him, yeah. I quite like him, actually.
Yeah, he's all right, isn't he? Yeah.
So that is quite a good film. I also got stuck into The Wheel of Time. Have you seen that?
This is the one with the Rosamund Pike, isn't it? The women
it is,
thing.
Yeah.
I watched the first season and I was like, eh. And I've not picked up on the second one, is it?
But you got through a whole season without going before you went there then. It's quite hard work. What I found is that I decided, I'm halfway through the second season now, right. And I decided not to pay any attention to the plot, what was going on whatsoever. It is so convoluted. I thought, what I'll do is I'll just drink booze and watch spells and shit and fight. And that's all right. And every time you have a boring bit that explains the plot and everything, which obviously I've got no interest in whatsoever, no. I go and make a cup of coffee or roll something up or whatever.
I 100% did not understand it.
No.
At all.
Basically, right, there's this fella, right, and he's a dragon reborn.
Right.
But he ain't really got hold of his actual power. So there's other witches and types that are looking after him. But he was from this village where four or five people were born at the same time that all fitted in as maybe the dragons.
That was it,
They've got other magic powers. One of them is going to end up a werewolf. We know that. And that's all right. And then there's various... Then there's bad gangs of ladies that are also witches. And like the red ones are the real nasty ones. The yellow ones heal you. The blue ones are quite good. They're the ones that the main lass Rosamund is in. And they're effectively spies. So they're good at finding shit out. But I've quite enjoyed that. Far more than I enjoyed Forest doing against Palace 1-1 on Saturday. Bit of a nightmare. We really needed to win that game. We're running out of games, but it's all right because all the other teams around us basically lost or drew as well. So we actually, by not winning, got out of relegation for the time being. So Luton are back in relegation despite our 4-point deduction, which we're appealing. We might, that might end up only being 2 is what I'm thinking there, but we've still got to win some games, Tony. It's getting close, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Easter Sunday, mate. Have you had any chocolate?
No.
Unbelievable. You must be so low. You're so sad that you can't even eat an Easter egg without crying.
I do think I deserve an Easter egg, to be honest with you. I just,
do you think that's it? Funny. Have you been self-flagellating?
Self-flagellation, yeah, basically. I'm going to force myself to watch Wheel of Time season 2 next as well, and I'm going to watch it in reverse order, so it makes even less sense.
Yeah, wear a hair shirt while you're doing it.
I'll be quite wanky throughout the whole thing, I should imagine.
You will be crying and wanky. You know what? I would say that the best way I can spend, I'd say an hour, it includes the extra, but a wank and a ham sandwich for me is always a brilliant thing. But actually, over Easter, I do like to mess it up a bit, so I'm having a wank and a Cadbury's Buttons Easter egg later.
Nice.
Oh, how exciting. Yeah, I can't believe you've had no... You're a chocoholic, Tone.
Yeah, I normally buy myself those nice eggs from Hotel Chocolat, and quite frankly, I couldn't afford it. And I just thought, I'll get some
more.
So
you couldn't bring yourself to anything cheaper? £1.25 in Aldi, mate. Cadbury's Buttons. Yeah. Easter egg, that'll do me.
I went today and just entered to the shop, and they've already took them out.
Yeah,
took them out, bastards.
But they've been there weeks, to be fair.
They've been there since Boxing Day.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, no, it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're a shadow of your former self, Tom.
I feel it.
You are the air in the egg. And I am the chocolate around it.
I put and the now, air in Hearn.
You did. Odd world. So anyway, I thought to celebrate Easter, because I am having a proper Easter celebration. I went out on Good Friday. It was a very good Friday. It's now Easter Sunday. Easter Sunday fun day for me, mate. Easter Monday. I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but we'll talk about that because that is technically next week, even though you lot at home are listening about what we did yesterday.
You
in the future.
Yeah.
Right, but Sweatmaster.
Yes.
Right, they're back together.
Oh, yeah, of course they are. Forgot about
friends that. Of the show. This is the From the Vault section when we play something we played before. We haven't played this for years. It being Easter and it being kind of chocolatey and all that, I thought we'd play Dirty Rabbit, Tone.
Nice.
What better thing to do than get a rabbit involved? That's what I thought in general, really. Mm. What is Sweatmaster's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Sweatmaster?
It is. Facebook.com/Sweatmaster. Make it Tony 4, Paul B, and instead 1. And also on their Facebook page, because Facebook will automatically generate a website that you have or have not got. It says sweatmaster.net. If you go to sweatmaster.net, you will find out all about some fucking gym or something. Yeah. Right. For a master of sweat like yourself. But anyway. Yeah. This was the B-side to something I'd say. I don't think this was a single. Was it the B-side? No, maybe this
wasn't
was a single.
Wasn't this the name of the album or something? I think it really rings a bell. Unless we just played it quite a few times. But.
Dirty Rabbit. Oh, maybe this was on that one that was like a single with 6 extra tracks.
Maybe.
That were all covers, including that one Where Eagles Dare, that had been a Misfits song. That one, I Ain't No Goddamn Son of a Bitch. Maybe that was it. Maybe. Anyway, we ain't got time for that right now. Sweatmaster, Dirty Rabbit. Happy Easter.
look at me, living in a hat, just a dirty rabbit, waiting for the man to drag me up by the ears, throw me out to the light, just a dirty rabbit, and a big surprise.
You're listening to Hispanic Stomp underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Sweatmaster and Dirty Rabbit. Happy Easter, Dirty Rabbit. And I didn't mention as well that last night I had a shoulder of lamb. Not the lamb of God, Tony. The lamb of Aldi. Absolutely beautiful. With the lamb that was left over today and with some mints and other things, I concocted another one of my world famous shepherd's pies that I pretended on Facebook was absolutely horrible so that other people wouldn't ask me to make it. It is of course delicious, but I made so much of it that I will be having a second helping later. I will be eating it tomorrow and probably the rest of the week.
Excellent.
Yeah. So now then, which means this is the most religious I've ever been at Easter, because I've had chocolate and lamb. That's as far as I'm concerned. I'm practically a sky pilot. Have you got a gig for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
What are Easter hymns? Are there Easter songs?
I don't know if there is any.
No, we don't know a lot about it, to be honest.
It's probably something we've been risen. Hot cross buns, something like that. It's probably
one a penny, two a penny, blokes on the cross.
That's the one,
yeah. Blokes on a cross, one a penny, two a penny, one denarii, two denarii. Blokes on a cross, couple of shekels here and there, blokes on a cross. Ba la 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 la, I'm practically canon. I should be wearing purple or something. Start wearing purple. That's what we should have played.
Oh, I love that song.
Start wearing purple, wearing purple. Yeah. My favourite one of theirs, we are talking about Gogo Bordello.
Yeah.
Is that my favourite one of theirs is Immigrant Punk.
I don't know if I know that one.
Immigrant Punk. Which I have renamed Ignorant Cunt, and I sing it every time a Tory MP comes on the telly if I'm not too busy saying bastard.
They are easy to hate.
They really are. Right then, gigs, mate. What you got?
Thanks for your gigs. If you do have a gig for me, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyrage.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, and how much Easy Torch can play. It is international. Doesn't have to be in the UK. But let me know. And you haven't done. So before I start doing weekly Apocalypse Babies gigs, when we start gigging, which will be soon.
It will. It will happen.
I found one. So this is at the Underground in Bradford.
I was there the other week.
Were you?
Yeah, I saw the mate and I'll go there.
Ah, there you go.
Cracking venue.
Well, there you go. So this is it's another night of punk rock. It's this Saturday the 6th. So the Rankers, Bones Park Rider, Load, who used to be in touch with us.
We played on the show.
And Wasted Life.
We played on the show as well.
There you go. So it's a £10 to get in. Doors open at 6:45.
Bar Jane.
Check it out. There you go, good venue. There you go.
Oh, absolutely top venue. You'll have a great night there with some great punk bands.
Yeah, maybe we'll play there soon.
Who knows?
We'll play anywhere fucking where else.
Well, yes.
So, yeah, that's it for gigs.
So, that concludes.
I
got it all wrong then. I'm obsessed with Facebook this week for no reason. But anyway, that means it is. How do I normally say this?
We just sing
it, do we?
I think so, yeah.
When it's done, yeah, fuck it. I can't remember. It must have been a week since we made a show. Seems like years ago. Yeah, so anyway, so that's it for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Oh, la, la, la.
Smooth.
Haven't I made a pig's ear of this week's show? Right, time for Trash and the Treasures, Tony. They're raucous blues punk from Melbourne. I said we're going back to Australia. It's happened again. This song is unbelievably brilliant. The second line in it really made me laugh. I love this song. Do you fancy a blindfold blowjob, Tone?
Yeah.
Well, you're about to get one. Yeah. What are Trash and the Treasures Bandcamp page?
Trashandthetreasures.bandcamp.com.
It's at trashandthetreasures.bandcamp.com. Tony, 5, Paul of the Internet 1. That ran away from me rather quickly. Boots.
Got my bag, got my luck, got my boots. Got my boots, got my luck, got my bag. Got my bag, got my boots, got my luck. Got my luck, got my boots, got my bag. Walking down the road with me bag, with me bag, with me lunch, with me bag, with me bag, with my lunch. Feet in me boots, with me boots on the road, and me feet on the road. Legs in me pants, pants on me legs, legs in me pants, me pants in me legs. Hat on me head, head in me hat, high in me head, in me head, hell high. Walking down the road with me bag, with me bag, with me lunch, with me bag, with me bag, with my lunch. Feet in me boots, with me boots on the road, and me feet on the road. Legs in me pants, pants on me legs, legs in me pants in me legs. Hat on me head, head in me hat. High in me head, in me head, held high. Feelings off the chain, and I'm on the road again. And I'm on the road again. And I cannot be contained. Got my bag, got my luck, got my boots. Got my boots, got my luck, got my bag. Got my bag, got my boots, got my luck. Got my luck, got my boots, got my bag. Walking down the road with me bag, on me bag, and me lunch, and me bag, and me bag, full of lunch, and me feet, and me boots, and me boots on the road, and me feet on the road. Legs in me pants, pants on me legs, legs fit me pants fit me legs. Hat on me head, head in me hat, high in me head, in me head held high. Walking down the road with me bag, on me back, and me lunch, and me bag, and me bag, full of lunch, and me feet, and me boots, boots on the road, road, and me feet on the road. Legs in me pants, pants on me legs, legs fit me pants fit me legs. Hat on me head, head in me hat, high in me head, in me head held high. I'm feeling self-contained, and I'm on the road again. And I'm on the road again, and I cannot be contained. Got my bag, got my luck, got my boots. Got my boots, got my luck, got my bag. Got my bag, got my boots, got my luck. Got my luck, got my boots, got my bag.
Listening to Stan Kenton underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Trash and the Treasures and Boots there. And I don't know whether you fancy a blindfold blowjob. I know I do. I think that was that one. Now I'm confused. But perhaps it wasn't. That wasn't the blindfold blowjob. Oh, I don't know. There's something about a blindfold blowjob. But anyway, that one is a great song. And apologies if I've just accused them of having the second line of a blindfold blowjob. That might have already happened. I don't think it has. I think it was that one. But now I'm really confused.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you're confused, I've got no chance.
You have got no chance at all, mate. I am sorry about that. But anyway, blindfold blowjobs. So, what are you doing this week?
Not a lot. Work. So, Easter Monday, I've been doing nothing. Work. Might do a bit of music at the weekend, I think. Because we're doing band practice now fortnightly.
Right.
So, I'll be not doing any band practice. Although the alcohol one will be warming up. Alcohol's
gigs come up soon and fast, and I realise I've got to start learning those songs again. I've got a lot of music in the future. Oh yeah, I know. I've got absolutely zero excuse. I did ask the band actually, thought, is it worth doing more than one gig? Because we're practicing seven or eight weeks worth of practicing for this one gig. I thought, might as well do a few more, but I've not heard anything back yet. But we might try and do more. That'd be nice. It'll take me out of my chocolateless future.
Nobody wants a chocolateless future.
No one asks for it. So to not work and probably a bit of music, you know, a bit of recording maybe. What are you up to?
Well, I'm going to be getting in touch with the publishers of my fucking kids' book this week.
Okay.
Because they done fuck all. Right now, they're not the publishers of it. Nothing's happening. So I need to get on to them. And also, on Thursday, Tony, I'm having a practical snagging day.
Oh, what are you snagging?
Well, interesting you say that. I'm pointing. I'm paying someone to do it for me, but I'll be pointing. Yeah, do that. Sort that out. Do that. Skirting boards.
Right.
Some curtain poles being reattached. Little bit of plastering. Washers on the bathroom taps being replaced. Just
jobs.
Shit that's needed doing for ages that I obviously can't do because I'm just such a cretin. I really am. So I'm paying someone to come in for the day. He's bringing his missus, their husband and wife team. Nice. I think that's the way of charging twice as much.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So it isn't a cheap day, but they have assured me that they'll get most of the things on the list done, and anything that they don't get round to, we can do a half day in the future sometime. So that's it, really. That's it.
Cool.
I'm having a go at people, and I'm pointing at things. Pretty much what I do most weeks, to be honest. Like, anytime there's a full moon, I get confused. Two songs in a row now. Stay tuned for Zatapex, but first up, Las Ratapunks. We're going from Ratapunks to Zatapex, I've just realised. Two bands that have been playing at Manchester Punk Festival this weekend and feature on Manchester Punk Festival 35, which is out now via... the easiest way to do is go to their Bandcamp page, which is manchesterpunkfestival.bandcamp.com, isn't it?
Yes.
You can get it from their website as well. Basically, if you type in Manchester Punk Festival, you'll find the things you need. Las Ratapunks, Tony. How about this? Hardcore punk from northern Peru.
Ooh.
How exciting.
Wow.
I know. What is Las Ratapunks' Bandcamp page?
LasRatapunks.bandcamp.com?
It is. LasRatapunks.bandcamp.com. Making it Tony 6 for the internet one. As I say, stay tuned for Zatapex and a great track from them. But first, No Futuro.
Zuffle.
Stepping beneath the neon skies tonight. To glock in the shadows, kiss the hammer in the
listening to Dead 60s underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Zatopex and a track called Alert. They are London indie folk pop punks, as you just heard there. What is Zatopex Bandcamp page?
Zatopex.bandcamp.com.
Simple as that. Zatopex.bandcamp.com. Tony 7, poorly being the internet 1. What a thrashing. I hope you noticed there as well that those two tracks, I was going to start the show this week with Las Ratapunks, No Futuro, and finish with Zatopex Alert, because then it would be like Good Friday, Easter Monday, wouldn't it? Because it would be like No Futuro, Jesus is dead, Alert, he's back. Ooh. See, but then I did it all in one go, so we could have finished, could have sorted out Punky Radio in about 8 minutes this week. Just played those two. But anyway, there's a load of other stuff that I wanted to, so, you know, all I'm saying is for the last track, when we get there, Bastard Face, show some respect. But until then, have you got a twat?
I do.
Let's hear the thing. Dirty knees. What you got for us?
Thanks for your title nominations. If you do have a twat for me, do email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from.
Oh, I like that one.
It's good, isn't it? And a reason for nomination.
That's your first ever wobbly one. I like that. I like that a lot.
It's for the crying. Yeah. Let me know your twats. Stiff's been in touch.
Was the bottle lip going when you said it?
Yeah.
Was it? Hey, Tolo, Stib.
And he said, hey, Tolo, Tony.
He is our saviour.
He really is.
It is Easter, and yeah. Stib is our twat saviour.
He has risen. I don't know if you have the cheap source of Chinese goods called Temu on your side of the pond.
Oh, hell's teeth. They've been giving me shit.
But I've been using it to buy stuff for about a third of other online retailers. Then over a month ago, someone made about $450 worth of charges on my account. I reported to them the same day and they reversed the charges.
Oh.
But now, both my wife and I are unable to place orders, even though she has a completely separate account. The message we get is that this will be resolved in 3 to 6 days, but it's already been past 40 days. The customer service is all automated, and once I was able to get in a chat with what might have been a person and not a robot, we could still not figure out how to talk to a person. So Temu, based in China, is a twat for hooking us on cheap crap with low prices and then locking our accounts after we were hacked. It wasn't our fault, and we still want to buy stuff. That's from Stiv.
Yeah, but I would say that he's bought some cheap stuff. Mm. So he's got his cheap stuff. And then someone tried to hack him. The company gave him his money back straight away. And now there's a hold up in sorting the shit out again to go again.
Mm.
Right. What I will say is that my own experience of them is that I saw these trainers are quite fancy because you know I've got a bit of a shoe fetish.
Mm.
I saw these trainers that I quite fancied on a Facebook ad, and it was them, it was Temu, Timu, whoever it is, and I didn't know who they were. Went to order them, they were dirt cheap, went to order them, they didn't have the colour that I wanted, I didn't like the other colours, so I just didn't order it, I left it there. Then the next day, I started getting emails, from Temu / Timu, whatever they are, saying, oh, we're sorry we messed up. Here, have a £100 gift voucher to spend on our site. And I thought, oh, you know what? I don't like the look of this. £100 gift voucher sounds like a great idea, but judging by the fact that the shoes I was going to buy were £2.15, I thought, I don't think they can sell me enough stuff for 100 quid. If it does happen, and there's bound to be some fuck up, because as we all know, if it looks too good to be true, it is.
Mm.
So I just started deleting them, but I'm getting emails from them every day saying, what about this? Why don't you come do this now? Sorry about that, we're really sorry. It's like I'm a really important customer to them. And Tony, trust me, I'm not. I'm not at all.
No. Right?
So basically, they are twats in general, because an awful lot of people have been saying, look, don't buy stuff from them because they're just basically they're trying to get rid of all independent traders so they can be the ones. It's cheap right now, but then it will suddenly go up and you'll be stuck because there'll be no one else selling stuff because they'll have sent them under with their cheap shit. So yeah. They are twats, so go for it.
Okay. So for hooking Steve on cheap crap and then locking their accounts, and also just being in general a bit shit, Temu or Timu from China
is a twat. Let's hear the thing again.
Is a twat. Is a twat. Is a twat. Is a twat.
Shiny elbows.
Shiny elbows indeed.
I need to finish off our twatness here with some extra twatness.
Okay.
Right. So, in the Shetland Islands, Tony, and it is the Shetland Islands, not the Shetlands, the Shetland Islands or Shetland. In the Shetland Islands, there is a place called Twat.
Okay.
There's only half a dozen people live there, though. What I didn't know was, there's also a plague, there's also a place on the Orkney Islands, on Orkney, the main island, called Twat, that has 104 people living in Twat.
Right.
So there's half a dozen people living in Twat on Shetland, and there's 104 people living in Twat on Orkney. Now, this is where things are going to get a bit weird for you, Tone. Orkney has a population of, guess what? About 22,000 people, and we all know what that population is. That makes it Kirkby and Ashfield size.
That's true, yeah.
It's Kirkby and Ashfield size, right? But a little bit up the road from Kirkby and Ashfield, actually the other side of Mansfield, there's a place called Huthwaite, isn't there? Huthwaite, yeah. Thwaite is the English equivalent of the Old Norse word twat, meaning field, right? Which means that although there are 104 people in Twat, there is a place north of Mansfield that's basically a translation of you twat. Huthwaite is basically you twat. And I think I'm right. Oh no, it's Hucknall, was it? Hucknall used to be called Dirty Hucknall.
Oh God, yeah, Bobby Dirty, yeah.
No, but he did used to be called Dirty Hucknall, didn't he?
Oh, did he really? No,
well, name, yeah.
We always called it that, yeah.
I was just thinking it was Dirty Huthwaite, you dirty twat. That's like, that's Humphrey Bogart on a different level in North Knots, isn't it? Was it Humphrey Bogart? You dirty rat.
No, James Cagney, I think.
Oh, it was James Cagney, sorry, yeah. James Cagney, you dirty rat. Whereas in Knots, it's you dirty twat.
You dirty twat.
Yeah. You're Huthwaite. Anyway, that's enough of that. One last track. We're back to Damn It Records. I've already given away the name of this band and the song, but anyway, hardcore punk from Durham to finish off via Damn It Records. What is Bastard Face's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/bastardface?
No, it's not. Oh. It's facebook.com/bastardface GFY. And I couldn't work out what the GFY was, but I think it's go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself, I'd have thought, yeah.
Bastard face, go fuck yourself. Possibly the greatest ever Facebook page has ever been. But anyway, it means it's probably the internet 2, Tony 7. Bastard face, show some respect.
Yeah. down by a canyon, bunch of guns.
That's about the size of it for this week's show. That was Bastard Face and Show Some Respect. A wonderful Easter message there. Hardcore punk from, I think, Durham, but let's just call it Northeast. Are there any other ways people can listen to this show, Tone? I've got no idea.
Yeah, you can go to our website, punkyrage.com, latest shows on the front page, all the shows in the archive. Do check it out. You can also donate from there if you like, as mentioned. You can find some various stations online like PadunkRadio.com, RadioAndrewSC, and RadioFolkestone.com. If you download the Fi, you can find us on the Spotify. App, we're in the podcast section. A good way to listen. And finally, also, you've got Amazon Music in their podcast bit. And as an added bonus, if you get yourself one of them Alexa devices, you can get the Punky Radio skill for Alexa. Go to the skill store, search Punky Radio, download it, it's free. And thanks to Poco for that, from that dirty Ucknall. And yeah, ask Alexa where Ucknall is and why was it so dirty, because it is.
I am going to go round to your house later on after consuming an entire chocolate buttons Easter egg in which I smear it all over my face so it's still wet and damp with my saliva. I'm going to go around your house, I'm going to rub my face up and down your front window so it looks like someone's done a dirty protest. But when the neighbours go, oh my god, someone's done a dirty protest on Tony's, you can go out front and say, don't worry about it, and just start licking it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Happy Easter. A poog.
A poog.
Come on.